Okay, good morning. Well, we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 3, Mishnah Itim, Maseches Yevamos. This Mishnah gives a general rule about how Yibum works in general. And the next Mishnah following this, we'll talk about a couple more cases about three brothers and two brothers, etc. So let's jump in Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. When you have all 15, remember the whole 15 cases that we laid out at the beginning of Maseches Yevamos. So when you have, with all 15 of these Erevos listed in the first Mishnah, so if the brother who dies, if he made a questionable kiddushin with the woman who's the erva to brother B, or if he had given this same erva a questionable divorce, hari elu tsaros chol tzosulom ziyamos. In this situation, so the person who's the erva, obviously, if they're the erva, there's no question that you don't have to do yibam or chalitza, because you can never do yibam with them or chalitza with them. But the question is, what is the status of the co-wives? If wife B, who is the co-wife of the erva, if she is a full co-wife of the other woman, then obviously she's exempt. But if there is a questionable kiddushin, if she was ever married, if the erva was ever married, or a questionable divorce, if the marriage was ended before the brother died, then in such a situation, it's a doubt whether or not the co-wife is exempted, because we don't know if she's actually the co-wife. So therefore, again, hari ilut saros chol tzosulom ziyamos. In a case of a questionable kiddushin or a questionable divorce, then the co-wife of this erva has to do chalitza with the living brother, and cannot do yibam with him. Okay, now the Mishnah wants to explain what is a Safek Kiddushin and what is a Safek Ikirushin. So, Ketzat Safek Kiddushin. What's the case of a Safek Kiddushin? Zarak La Kiddushin. There's a case as follows that you have a man and a woman that are standing exactly, let's say, eight amos from each other. He threw her some sort of object that would be valuable for kiddushin, and he did it. Everyone knew. Either he said the harei at mekudeshesli, or he just did it. I'm not sure if it just kavana would have worked, but whatever. He threw it to her, and it was clear that this was going to be in order to make a full kiddushin. But safik karovlo, safik karovla. But there's a question whether it landed closer to him, or whether it landed closer to her. You say, who in the world cares? Well, in the absence of giving it to her directly, if it lands in her dalat amos, we assume that that's like her own rishus, and therefore we say that they're mikudeshes, that she's mikudeshes. But if it lands in his dalat amos, then we say that she's not mikudeshes because she's not in her rishus. So therefore, if it lands closer, since we don't know who it landed closer to, him or her, and again, they're exactly eight amos away, so if it lands in the middle, it's very unclear. So, at the end of the day, we say that's called Suffolk Kiddushin, and therefore it's unclear if he's married to this woman. Zehu. Sfei Kiddushin, right, this is Sfei Kiddushin. Sfei Gerushin, what's Sfei Gerushin? So, Kasav Bichtav Yadov Ein Alav Edim, a few cases. One is the case of, let's say, a husband wrote a get, and he wrote it in his own handwriting. Usually you have a sofer write it, but he wrote it by himself. Everyone knows it was his own handwriting, but there are no witnesses, Ein Alav Edim, there are no witnesses that signed on it. So we don't know, we can't say for sure that this is okay. So therefore, that's one case of Sfei Kiddushin. Yesh Alav Edim Ve'in Bozman, if there are witnesses, but there is no date on it. Yish bo zman, but in bo ela irachad. Well, let's say there's a date, but there's only one witness, and over here, the assumption is that we're talking about a case of a scribe. So essentially, there's two witnesses. There's the scribe who wrote it, and there is the one witness, and again, it has a date. So seemingly, you think it's complete, but that's also a suffix erishin. All these cases, these are the case of a Suffolk Gerushin. And again, so in all these situations, if the Erva had a Suffolk Gerushin or a Suffolk Kiddushin, so her co-wife, you do Chalitza, but you cannot do Yibam with her. Just parenthetically, by the way, the list of Suffolk Gerushin that's interesting is that they're actually not Sfeikos at all. According to Midah Raisa, they actually are totally divorced. The question is Midah Rabbanan. The rabbis say they're not divorced in these cases, so therefore we call these, for all intents and purposes, Suffolk Gerushin. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Tes, going back to the case of three brothers, but what's interesting is that Shlosha Achin Nisuin Shalosh Nachrios. It's not three brothers married to two sisters anymore, it's three brothers married to three unrelated women. So basically, these three brothers, they went out, they met some nice women, no relation to one another, and so three brothers married to three unrelated women. Umeis Achad Mehen, one of the brothers dies. Okay, so now we have two brothers left and three women. V'asa b'hasheni ma'amar. And the second brother, brother B, does ma'amar with the widow of brother A. V'ameis, but oh gosh, again, this unlucky family, he dies. V'ameis, he dies as well, brother B dies. And so now he has, for our understanding, we'll say he has like two widows, one who he was fully married to, and the second who was partially married to him through Ma'amar, right? So he's not fully married. He did the rabbinic step of Yibam, but not the Oraisa step of Yibam. So Hari Ilu Cholzus V'lo Mizyadmos. Unbelievable. The luck is that both of these widows do chalitza with the third brother, but can't be taken in Yibam. Why? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Umis achad mehem yavama yavo aleha. Right? That the Pasuk says, and one of them dies, her yavam shall come to her. What does it mean? Sha'aleha zikas yavam echad. Which means that Yibam is only done with a widow who has one Yibam bond from one yavam. And then you would be allowed to do it. Velo sha'aleha zikas shnei yavamin. But not, it's not done with a widow who has on her a Yibam bond from two yavams. What are you talking? What does this mean over here? So very, very simple that this woman, she was again rabbinically married to brother B. So brother C, as far as brother C is concerned, he still technically has a Yibam bond from brother A, and he also has a Yibam bond from brother B partially. Again, if brother B would have fully married her, he would have done a full Yibam, then the Yibam connected to brother C would have only been from brother B. But since he partially married her, he has a connection from brother B and from brother A. And therefore, as a result, since she has these two, since she has like two men who she was married to, there's like a double Yibam connection on her, therefore we say that he must do chalitza with her, and he also must do chalitza with the co-wife, and he cannot do Yibam with any of them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? Miyabim le'ezo she'irta. He can do Yibam with whichever one he wants. The choleitz l'shniya, and he just has to do chalitza with the other one. Rabbi Shimon's perspective is, okay, either mimanafshach, either she is married, or so if she is married, then great, then you can do Yibam with either one of them. If she's not married, then you can also do Yibam with either one of them. Why? Because you can do Yibam with the co-wife, or you could just marry the other one. So therefore, you could do chalitza with one, and again, you can't do Yibam with two, if your brother has two wives, you can't do Yibam with both of them. So at the end of the day, what do? You do Yibam with one and chalitza with the other, and you are good to go. Finally, the mission introduces one last case, a short case over here, and that is Shnei Achen Nisuin L'Shei Achios. You have two brothers who are married to two sisters. Meisa Achad Mehen. One of the brothers dies. V'Achar Kach Meisa Ishto Shel Sheni. And then the wife of the second brother dies. So again, brother A and brother B are brothers. Sister A and sister C and sister B are brothers. For easy purposes, brother A is married to sister A, and brother B is married to sister B. So let's do it one more time. Shnei Achen Nisuin L'Shei Achios. So you have two brothers married to two sisters, A and B and B. Umeis Achad Mehen. One of the brothers dies. Brother A dies. V'Achar Kach Umeisa Ishto Shel Sheni. And now sister B dies. Right, the wife of the second brother dies. Harizo asura alav ulamis. We say at the end of the day that the widow of the first brother is going to be forbidden to the second brother forever. Why? Even though she's no longer an heir to him, because he couldn't marry the wife's sister after his wife's passed away. Hoil v'nesra alav shah achas, because at one point she was asur to him. She became forbidden to him for Yibam at one time, because she became eligible for Yibam when her husband died. They never did Yibam, and then her sister died, and therefore since they were asur once, she is asur forever. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Tess. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud. For now, we'll stop right here.